Today we're going to talk about the last miracle of Jesus before he goes to Jerusalem.
今天我们想跟大家来讲一讲，耶稣基督去耶路撒冷之前的最后一次神迹。
Previously, we have talked about the Lord Jesus coming down from a Transfiguration Mountain.
我们知道这个耶稣基督刚刚从这个变形山上下来。
And he would make a one-way long journey, going south to Jerusalem.
他要向南走，走很长的路到耶路撒冷去。
The site of the Transfiguration Mountain was not actually made known in scriptures, but a lot of Bible scholars think it would be Mount Hermon, which would make it around the same latitude as Sidon, which is very up north.
这个变形山是在非常非常靠北的地方。
So Jesus is walking slowly, slowly he's going down to Jerusalem on a one-way trip.
耶稣基督是非常非常的缓慢的下来，去了一个永不回再回头的这个。
And Mark would record that Jesus has actually do one last miracle.
马可在这里实际上记载了耶稣基督做的最后一次神迹。
So let's turn to the Gospel of Mark again.
我们看看马可福音
Chapter 10
第十章
Verse 46
46节
Let's start with a word of prayer.
我们来祷告
Father, we just thank you.
神啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you that Jesus is our healer. Jesus is the one that restored the sight of the blind man. Lord, we just say that so many times we are actually spiritually blind today, Lord. We need your cure.We need your love, Lord, and above all, Lord, we just ask that you give us the heart to follow you, as many others did. We thank you in the name of the Lord Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10, verse 46.
看看马可福音十章四十六节。
Now, this situation is a very important miracle.
在这里面是一个非常重要的一个神迹。
And this miracle has been reported in three Gospels.
在三本福音书里面都有所记载。
John did not mention it because John liked to mention about other things that the three gospel writers did not mention.
在约翰福音里面没有提到，因为约翰福音写了一些在别的三本福音书里面没有提到的一些东西。
But it was mentioned by Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
但是在马太、马可和路加里面都有所提到。
There was some slight differences.
这里面他们三本福音书在提到这个事情上有一点点的不同。
And there are some people that just.Would like to find out what is the difference.
让我们来看看有一点什么样的不一样。
Matthew would say that Jesus is leaving Jerusalem. I'm sorry, Jesus is leaving Jericho.
马太说是耶稣基督这个时候是离开耶利哥。
It is in Matthew chapter 20, verse 29.
马太福音二十章二十九节。
It says that Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jerusalem.
在这里提到就是
I mean, and leaving Jericho.
在这里提到耶稣和他的门徒离开耶利哥二十章二十九节
But Mark says that Jesus is coming to Jericho.
但是在马可这里说是耶稣基督是去耶利哥
And Luke says that they were approaching Jericho. Luke mentioned the same situation. It was in Luke chapter 18 verse 35.
在路加福音的十八章三十五节里面说是他是慢慢慢在向
Luke says that he is approaching Jericho.
他在向耶利哥城接近。
But Matthew is the one that says that he is leaving Jericho.
但是马太说是他是离开这个耶利哥。
So which one is right?
哪一个是对的呢
Is he leaving or is he entering?
他是究竟进耶利哥还是出耶利哥
？There are some people that say that the Bible clearly contradicted itself.
有的人说这在这个地方，这个圣经好像有矛盾。
Until people find out that there are actually two Jerichos.
但实际上就是说，这里面有两个不同的这个耶利哥。
One is an old town,
一个
which is in ruins. The old Jericho is in ruins.
这个老的这个 Jericho 在罗马。
No, it's a ruins of Fight Hill.
什么
like, you know, how do you say it? You know, it's destroyed.
Oh, okay, sorry,
yeah,
yeah, okay.
Lying in shambles. It's
okay,
ruined.
这个老的这个耶利哥城我们知道是被毁灭掉了。
Because that was the old Jericho that was destroyed back in the times of Joshua.
在这个加西瓦那个时候都已经被、这个、
No one would dare to rebuild Jericho.
没人敢再把它重建。
Because he said, anyone that wants to rebuild Jericho, anyone that wants to reset the door of Jericho, the son would die.
因为说
And that happened.
因为有人当时说，如果是谁想再重建这个耶利哥城的，谁的儿子就会死掉。
And so people were so afraid, so they built another Jericho.
人们都非常非常害怕，但是他们建了另外一个耶利哥。
One kilometer from the old Jericho.
就是说一公里跟离那个老的这个耶利哥城有一公里。
So the old Jericho that was lying in ruins was just a site for tourists.
就是这个老的耶利哥城呢，成了一片废墟。
And the new Jericho came up within 1 kilometer from the old one.
这个新的耶利哥城呢，只离这个废墟只有一公里左右。
So I think they're both right.
所以我认为这个两马可和马太都是对的。
Because Jesus is coming to the, Jesus is coming to the new Jericho.
因为耶稣基督是。去到
According to Mark,
根据马可福音
说 According to Matthew, Jesus is leaving the old Jericho.
但是根据马太呢，他是从那个老的耶利哥城离开。
So there are no contradictions in the Bible.
所以他们没有什么矛盾。
However,
但是
Matthew says that there are two blind men.
但是马太说这两个有两个瞎子。
Now you will find that Matthew always say things in pairs.
你们知道这个马太总是想成对成对的来讲事情。
And about the madman that was possessed by 5,000 demons, Matthew says that there are two madmen.
马太提到这个有一个被很多很多鬼附的这个人，说是有两个这样的人。
They were lying, they were being possessed in a grave outside, but Matthew says there are two madmen.
在这个荒野之外、魂场之外，只有两个。
Mark and Luke says there's only that there's one.
但是马可和马太说只有一个。
Now, Matthew says that two blind men receive sight.
马太这里有讲到有两个这个瞎子。
And Matthew and Luke would say that about one man.
但是马可和路加说只有一个。
And later on about the triumphant entry into Jerusalem.
他们想进到这个
When they go into Jerusalem, And they tried to fetch the donkey,
他们
so Jesus can ride on the on the donkey to go into Jerusalem.
他们去弄个驴子，想让那个耶稣基督骑着驴子进城。
Matthew said there are two donkeys.
马太说是有两个驴子。
So Matthew, being the accountant, always do double entry bookkeeping.
因为马太因为他是一个会计，所以他总是
Everything is in, you know, everything is somehow doubled.
对他总是来做两份这个备案。
Well, I have to say that Matthew is not wrong because he's an accountant. He certainly knows how to count.
我们知道这个马太是一个税吏，所以我们知道他怎么守。
What happened is that in all cases Matthew was right. There are two, but both Mark and Luke they would only concentrate on one person.
就是说，实际上就是马太提到是两，但是马可和路加呢，他们只是在强调其中的一个。
So we have to be careful that there is no contradictions in the Bible.
所以我们知道在圣经里面不会有任何的矛盾。
But there is something peculiar about Mark.
但这里头有让马可非常感兴趣的一
些。Mark is the only gospel that identified the blind man's name.
在这里面马可是唯一的一个就是说提到这个瞎子的名字。
Mark says his man is called Martimus and even say that he is the son of Timaeus. That is in Mark chapter 10.Verse 46.
Okay, Mark 说这个，还说这个人是这个底麦的儿子，叫巴底麦。
Now, why would that man's name made known?
为什么这个人有名字？他名字记得下来。
I think about it all the time.
我想了很长时间。
Most of the miracles done by the Lord Jesus.
好多这个神迹是被耶稣基督的。
The people that received the miracle, the names were made unknown.
在很多这个就是说受益的人，他名字没有被记下来。
But very few circumstances we know their names.
但是有几次呢，我们知道他们的名字。
A few cases we know is raising Lazarus from the dead.
我们知道这个拉撒路从死里复活。
But even the woman that has got that's got the bleeding disease, we don't know her name.
我们知道有一个女的，她得了疾病。被医治以后，我们不知道他的名字。
And the many people that were possessed by demons that Jesus has cast out a devil spirit, we don't know their names either.
有些被鬼附的人，耶稣基督把鬼赶出来以后，我们也不知道他们叫什么。
But why would the name of this blind man been made known to people.
但是为什么这个瞎子的名字被记载下来了呢？
And Mark's the only person that reports that.
而且马可是唯一的一个记下这个名字。
I think about it over and over again. I think there's a reason why Mark says that.
我想了很长时间，我认为这里的其中一个原因。
Because the Bible says later on this man followed Jesus.
因为
after he's got his sight back, he followed Jesus.
因为这个人是唯一是一个就是说他被治好了以后，他跟随耶稣的人。
See, many people after they receive a miracle from the Lord Jesus,
很多人得到神的医治以后
，they say they believe.
他们说他们相信。
But eventually they did not follow Jesus.
但是他们没有跟随耶稣。
As a matter of fact, when Acts of the Apostles started, there's not much mention about the people that have received the miracles in the four Gospels.
但是就是说很多很多的这个得到耶稣基督医治的人呢，他们名字没有被提到在这个四个这个福音书里头。
But this blind man must have followed the Lord Jesus all the way.
这个瞎子肯定是一直跟着耶稣基督。
He would be the only one out of the two to follow the Lord.
他可能是这两个人两个瞎子之中就是说。
And that's why I think the early disciples would know his name because of it.
因为他跟随耶稣，就是这是为什么他的名字被使徒们记下来。
Many people would come to church.
很多人来到教会。
But many people would eventually leave.
但是很多人马上就会离开。
Many people would say that they are followers of the Lord Jesus, but they cannot stand the test of time.
有些人说我是耶稣基督的跟随者，但是我不可能永远跟随。
Now notice how he came. Notice how he came to know Jesus.
看看这个人是怎么知道耶稣基督的。
He was sitting by the roadside and begging.
他在路边来乞讨。
Now how would he know Jesus passed by?
他怎么？他作为一个瞎子，他怎么知道耶稣基督在过从这儿经过呢
？There was a large crowd passing by.
因为有很多一大群人从这儿过去。
Jesus and his disciples were coming through.
耶稣基督和他的门徒们从这儿要过去。
Why? How would he know?
但是这个瞎子怎么会知道呢
？Now here's the thing I'd like to tell you.
这有一点。
He heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth.
因为他听见了耶稣基督拉撒勒的耶稣基督。
Most blind beggars don't really care.Who passes by as long as he was given money?
有些这个瞎，你知道瞎子他不知道，他根本就不 care 你究竟谁过去的，只要是你给钱都行。
But this blind beggar want to know about the Lord Jesus.
但是这个瞎子呢，他想知道耶稣基督。
So when he heard about it, when he heard about the noise around him, he probably know that the noise is something unusual.
他看到有这么大的噪音的时候过去，他肯定知道这是肯定不寻常的一件事情。
It must be a strange noise of many people passing through.
肯定是有很多很多的这个声音噪音。
And he would know because they say that the blind people are actually very good in their spiritual sight.
实际上
the eyes are blind, but the mind is not blind.
实际上这些就是说眼睛瞎了的人，但是他们心灵并没有瞎。
And the ears are not blind either.
他们的耳朵也是不
听见。So he would have asked people, "Hey, what's going on today?"
他可能在问人说
"How come the crowd is so different?"
他说今天为什么这么热闹呢
？And they would say that, "Well, it's Jesus to pass through."
别人可能告诉他说哦，耶稣。
It's Jesus of Nazareth that's passed through.
这个拉撒勒的耶稣基督要从这里经过。
Now, how would anyone know the Lord Jesus?
为什么人们是怎么知道耶稣基督的呢
？People would have to proclaim his name.
我们必须得说出耶稣基督的名字。
For those of us that we claim we are believers.
就是说，如果你声称你是耶稣基督的
，How would anyone know the Lord through us？
所以说，人们就从你这儿也知道耶稣基督。
See, I don't even carry a gold chain of a cross。
我不知道。
There's no identification to me externally as a Christian。
你可能有个十字架的这个项链，但是并不。
Because I don't believe that this is the kind of cross God wants me to wear。
并不意味着你是耶稣基督。
Not a golden one, okay？
耶稣基督可能更不是，并不想要你带这些东西。
So other than that, there is no visible identification that I am a believer. How would people get to know Jesus through me？
人们怎么样从我们这儿来知道耶稣基督呢
？We have to be very careful about how we conduct ourselves from day to day. People have to know Jesus through us.
因为耶稣基督，很多人是通过我们来知道耶稣基督的，所以我们必须得小心我们自己。
And sometimes the questions about Jesus would come from the most insignificant and poor person, a blind man, may ask us about Jesus.
可能就是说一个非常非常穷的，像这样一个当乞丐的这个瞎子从你这儿。
Now notice what this man did when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth. What does he do?
看着这个人听到耶稣基督从这儿过去，看他做什么了呢
？The Bible says that he shouted right away.
这个圣经在里面说他大声的呼叫。
He said, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
这大卫子孙耶稣基督啊，求你可怜我。
Well, why would he call him the Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me?
他为什么这么说呢？
It's something very important.
这是因为这是非常重要的。
It's because he is saying that Jesus is the Messiah.
因为他说，他实际上他意味着就是说，耶稣基督是那个弥赛亚。
Have mercy on me.
因为他说要可怜我。
This is normally what a subject we call up to the king who is passing by.
这是一般来说我们是对一个王是这么在祈求的。
A poor subject that's lying on the road saw a king coming by,
okay,
and he wants to ask favors from the king. This is exactly what he said.
对，当一个穷人在路边躺着的时候，他知道有一个国王在这儿经过，他要求从这国王来可怜他。
O king, what do you can have mercy on me?
说哦，那请你可怜我。
See, he said Jesus is the son of David.
他说他这儿提到耶稣基督是大卫的子孙。
That means he's acknowledging that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah.
因为他这里面实际上在承认这是被神所高的这种弥赛亚。
Most Jews of his time would not accept that.
很多很多这个在这个时候的这个犹太人不承认这一点。
Jesus is always a very controversial person wherever he goes.
耶稣基督是一个非常有争论的人物，在当时。
In fact, they would always examine him.
很多人总是在来考验他来。
See, the Passover lamb would have to be examined 4 days from the 10th to the 14th of the first month, from the month of Nisan. The Passover lamb has to be examined 4 days.
这个当时的逾越节的时候，他就耶稣基督已经被这个考察了四天。
And Jesus was to be examined intensively in the next 4 days when after he entered Jerusalem by everyone.
就是耶稣基督就是进到这个耶路撒冷以后是当时他是被很多很多人考察了。
See whether there's anything defective in him.
就是说看看他。
And he passed the test.
看看他就是说有些从他里面能找到一些问题。
Because people were
因为当时人们怀疑他是不是那个弥赛亚。
Whether he's the king.
他是不是那个国王。
Whether he's the king of the Jews.
他是不是未来的这个以色列的王。
So this blind man.
但是、这个、
his heart is not blind.
这个眼睛瞎了人，但他心没有瞎。
So he shouted out.
他大声喊叫。
Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me.
他说大卫的子孙耶稣基督啊，请你。
See, most of the disciples of Jesus were still wondering who he is, even at this point.
因为到这个时候，他实际上耶稣基督当时十二个门徒都不知道耶稣基督究竟是谁。
Now many people tried to rebuke him and told him to be quiet.
很多人呢。
And shouted all the more.
很多人这个时候就责备他，让他不要作声。
Son of David.Have mercy on me.
但是他声音越来越大，他说：“耶稣，大卫的子孙呢、啊，请你可怜我。”
Now that caught the attention of the Lord Jesus.
这个时候，这个抓住了耶稣基督的注意力。
He stopped and said, "Call him."
他停下来，并且叫他过来。
So they called the blind man.
他叫这个。
Cheer up, get on your feet.
所以他一门头就当时就说。
He's calling you.
他说：“哎，起来，你这个耶稣基督在叫你。”
The blind man would actually have a perfect picture of someone who is helpless but coming to Jesus, coming to Christ.
实际上这里面给了我们一个就是说一个很完美的一个图画，就是一个非常穷的一个人，他想也知道耶稣基督。
For a non-believer to come to Jesus, he has to know Jesus through someone's words. Someone would have tell him about Jesus.
从一个不相信的人，他知道耶稣基督，肯定是有人告诉过耶稣基督的名字。
And it's so important that you have to know that Jesus is not only a simple man. Jesus is not a man only.
He's
God in the flesh.
我们知但是就是说耶稣基督他不只是一个人。
Many people say Jesus is only a great man.
但有些人说他是一个伟大的人，但是他实际上是道成肉身的神。
That's wrong.
这是不对的。
Because Jesus is God.
因为耶稣基督是神。
That has put on a human flesh at a certain time in his at a certain time in human history.
但是在我们历史人类历史上的一段时间，只不过耶稣基督是道成肉身的一个人。
To know that Jesus is God is the most important thing about a man's salvation.
要知道耶稣基督是神，是对我们每个人的救恩非常重要。
And to know that he's the son of David would also mean that the man knows about scriptures.
他这是提到他是耶稣基督是大卫的子孙。证明这个人知道一些旧约圣经。
The Jews of today would not know that, would not acknowledge that Jesus is the Messiah.
甚至迄今为止，这个犹太人并不承认耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
When we go to Jerusalem,
我们让他们带他们去到这个耶路撒冷。
The Jews would not acknowledge that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah.
他们并不知道耶稣基督是他们所长等待的弥赛亚。
Our tour guide would say that the Jews are still looking for the Messiah to come.
因为他们实际上他说还在寻找这个弥赛亚，但不知道他是谁。
And someone from our group said it's Jesus.
也当时也咱们七个一下七个这个。
And the conversation just stopped there right away.
有就是从他们里头有一个人说耶稣基督就是你们的弥赛亚，所以。
The whole thing is grinded to a halt because of that the word Jesus.
因为他们有一个人提到是耶稣基督已经来了，所以他们就开始停止这个。
Jesus is still the stumbling block of the Jews even now.
但耶稣基督成了。现今的犹太人的这个绊脚石。
One of my friends that was arguing with me when I was going to charter accountancy, he was a devoted Jew.
我有一个非常虔诚的这个犹太人朋友。
And I asked him.
我问过他。
I said, "Who do you think Jesus is?"
你认为耶稣基督是谁
？He stopped and he said, "Simon, Jesus is a fool."
他对我说：“他说耶稣是一个愚蠢的人。
”But I say, why do you say he's a fool?
他你怎么认为这是一个骗局呢
？How come he's foolish?
为什么我们每一个人被骗呢
？He said that I heard about all the miracles that he did.
他让我知道他行了很多神迹。
All the power he has.
他有很多很多的很大的力量。
And the power that can actually make the dead rise.
他说他有这个让人从死里复活的他也会喂饱五千人
How come he would not drive out the Romans for us?
他说那他既然有这个能力他为什么没有把当时罗马人给赶走了
This is the least thing he can do for his people
他说这是我们当时人们需要的
But yet he chose to die on the Roman cross
但是最终他竟然死在这个罗马人的十字架上
What would it do to benefit our people?
他这么做对我们犹太人有什么好处呢
？Our people has been under Roman bondage.
当时我们的人在必须在罗马人的统治之下。但是我们现在是波斯丁尼。
Why would Jesus not help us to kick out the Romans?
他当时为什么耶稣基督没有帮助我们把罗马人赶走呢
Well, I said, George, you are saying the same things as what the people in the time of Jesus were saying.
他说我在当时Simon说对他那个朋友说你说的这跟当时耶稣基督的犹太人想的是一样的。
But even his disciples were wondering about that. But even when Jesus was ascending into heaven, they were still questioning that.
当时既然他这些门徒们的看到耶稣基督从天而降的时候，他们当时也是非常
They were still questioning. Lord Jesus, is this the day that you will be restoring the fortunes of Israel?
因为他们当时也期待着这一天是耶稣基督来复兴以色列的那一天。
And Jesus would say that you people you are still non-believers.
耶稣当时就告诉他说：“你们当时还是不知道。”
even to the very end, they doubted him.
到耶稣基督最后的时间，他们仍然在怀疑。
I said, George, supposing if Jesus were to drive out the Romans, what's going to happen?
当时我就跟我这个朋友George说，他说，我们说看看，如果说耶稣基督当时把罗马人都赶走了，会发生什么呢
？George would say, then Israel will fall him to the stars if he gives us that victory.
他说耶稣基督如果是这样的话，
He will be the king.
耶稣基督会成为我们以色列的。
He will be the king of all Israel. Our problems will be all over.
他耶稣基督会成为我们以色列的王，所有的问题都会解决。
Well, I say, well, George, if that's the case, then can the Romans come back?
他当时说，难道
They're very strong people, okay?
罗马人很强大，罗马人如果回来怎么办
？Oh, sure enough, you know they can send more troops in. Jesus will kill them all.
他说，耶稣基督会，如果他们再来的话，耶稣基督会把他们所有的人、所有的士兵都会杀掉。
Yes, then I said, George, if that's the case, then what about the entire Roman army were to come to Judea, trying to resolve the problem?
当时就是说，当时Simon就问他，他说，如果说罗马人把他所有的军队都到那个犹大的话，怎么办呢
？Oh, Jesus will kill them all.
他说，耶稣基督会把他们所有的全部会干掉。
Well, if that's the case, then what happened to Rome? Oh, Rome will surrender to us.
他说：“那如果说罗马人当时会怎么样？”他说：“哦，罗马人会向我们犹太人投降。”
I said, "Well, George, if Rome surrenders to Israel, then what happened to all the places Rome conquered?"
他说：“如果说这样的话，当时罗马人征服了 那么多地方会怎么样呢？
There was threat from Spain all the way to Persia, and you know, it would go from from North Africa all the way to England.
当时罗马的这个版图是从这个北非一直到当时的英国。
It would be, you know, the entire map of Europe almost.
当时这个可能占差不多占领了所有的这个欧洲。
So that of course would belong to us.
当时他那个朋友那个George说，当时这一版都对我手艺有以色列人。
I say, well, George, if that's the case, it's not promised land, it's promised continent, right? There's something wrong there.
当时Simon就是说，如果是这样的话，这就不是这个应许地，而是这个殖民地了。
But the point about Jesus is that he comes to establish a spiritual kingdom, not a worldly kingdom.
对，耶稣基督来到世上不是来这个征服这个世界，而是来建立我们的精神世界。
Many people when they want to follow Jesus, they follow Jesus with the wrong idea, with the wrong motive.
很多人跟随耶稣基督是有一些不对的这些个目的。
Well, my sister was like that too at one time.
对，我的妹妹也是。
Whenever she's got problem with writing exams, then she go to church.
当她有问题的时候，比如说要考试的时候，她就去教会。
And so what happens? I try to lead him to Christ. I try to lead her to Christ, but I fall spiritual loss.
当时我想带她来信耶稣基督。
And then in her exam, she would took the false spiritual loss in her pocket. She said that would give her good luck.
当时她就把这几个这个手里的一些四个原则呢，放在她的口袋里面。
She told me, you know what? I passed the exam. I said, well, yes. She said, praise God. And she said, I could have thanked you. I said, why?He said, because it's the false spiritual law, you gave me the booklet, gave me good luck.
所以他最后他这个过了关，考试过关了以后，他就说，哦，你给我的这个四个 Bible, 这个圣经的那些个东西让我保守我过来考试。
See, there are people that follow the Lord like that.
是很多人这个信耶稣也是像这样。
But this blind man says that Jesus is the son of David. He ignores that he is the Messiah.
这里头这个眼瞎的这个人，他竟然说，这是大卫的子孙，他到底承认耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
So this blind man is not blind spiritually.
这个人眼睛瞎，但是他的这个属灵的方面。
Now notice when Jesus calls him, what does he do?
等知道在这里面，他说耶稣是问他，耶稣问他说：“你让我问你做什么呢？”
He threw away his coat.
他当时把他的衣服都扔了。
He jumped to his feet and he came to Jesus.
马上从地上弹起来就跑到耶稣基督那里。
Now what really happened is that a lot of people in the Middle East, they would have cloaks around them.
当时在
cloaks around them.
当时中东那些人都是把这个布把自己身上缠上。
Because at night it gets very cold.
因为在晚上的非常冷。
And so for a person that wants to run to Jesus, the cold would somehow be a hindrance.
因为当时如果说是你这个衣服把你缠着的话，你可能走起来不太方便。
So what does he do?
他做了什么呢？
He threw his coat aside.
他就把这些个缠的这些衣服全部扔掉。
Now, notice he's a beggar.
我们知道他的背景。
Clothing at that time is very expensive. It's a very expensive commodity.
当时在当时这个时代，这个衣服是非常非常昂贵的。
It's not something we can buy in Walmart.
你当时没有，我们不可能从 Walmart 里买到这个。
Most people would go through their entire lifetime wearing one or two coats.
有些人的一辈子也只能就是穿一两件衣服。
So he wants to throw away his coat. That means he is getting rid of his security.
他不当时想把他这个衣服扔掉，他就是说他想当时把首饰扔掉。
He had to leave a lot of things behind. That may be his only possession in the world, and he leave it behind to come to Jesus.
这可能是他当时唯一拥有的东西，但是他愿意丢掉这个人拥有的东西来跟随耶稣。
Now he jumped to his feet.
而且他当时弹起来。
Now a lot of have you ever seen a blind man jumping?
你看着你从
running,
你看见一个这个瞎子这个跳起来。
Now Luke says that the people are helping him. Okay, Luke says that. When you go to Luke, chapter 18.
在路加福音里面提到是有人来帮这个瞎子站起来。
Luke says that the people actually help him. But however, well, Mark says that the people encourage him.
马可说当时这个。有人在鼓励他。
So, Luke says that Jesus ordered the man to be brought to him.
路加说，让他的这个人呢帮助他，让这个人帮助这个瞎子到他这里来。
In order for this blind man to come to Jesus quickly, he must have been helped a lot, but he threw away his coat and he jumped and he went to Jesus.
就我们知道，这个如果说让这个瞎子能够见到耶稣基督的，他必须有人帮助，但是他自己的把衣服扔掉来快跑跟随到耶稣基督。这人看了他的信心。
You see, there was a gospel hymn. There's a hymn which says that we do that in baptism all the time. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, right?
对，我们知道有一首歌叫就是说我
The world behind me, the cross before me.
Yeah, 我知道
No turning back, no turning back. That's exactly what this man is doing today.
这首歌里面唱到这个说我抛弃世界，来跟随耶稣，我永不回头，永不回头。
Now notice what Jesus asked him.
看看耶稣基督怎么问他的。
In Mark chapter 10, verse 51.
看看是马可十五十一。
Jesus, what do you want me to do for you?
耶稣说：“你让我为你做什么呢？”
What do you think about this question? Is that a stupid question?
那这个耶稣基督这个问题是不是很显得很
？Well, a blind man's calling out for you, right? A blind beggar.
那你因为你知道这个瞎子来向你求助。
What would you expect him to be asking, right?
你为什么问这样一个问题？
But why would Jesus say that?
为什么耶稣基督这样问他？
Now notice I quickly compare you to Mark chapter 10 verse 36.
看马可福音十章三十六节。
Jesus was asking virtually the same question to Salome.
耶稣基督在这里面。
The mother of James and John.
耶稣基督在这里面问了当时的这个西比泰的儿子雅各和约翰同样的一个问题。
What do you want me to do for you?
你让我问你做什么呢？
Now you have to know something about the culture of the Middle East at that time.
你们在这里面想跟你们讲一点这当时的这个中
东的文化。When a subject wants to get a favor from a king,
如果有一个人想求人帮他
，the subject will kneel down to the king.
这个人必须得跪下。
And ask, have mercy on me.
让他可怜你。
And then the subject may even. The subject will say, "We want you to do for us whatever we ask."
当时这个人就会求说，我求什么，请你帮助我。
That is a normal thing because this is a way to say that, "Oh, King, I know you're generous."
这就是、
I know that because this is my greatest fortune to meet you today in my life.
当时这意思就是说，我知道你很慷慨，这个我继续。
And the king would graciously say that, "Well, what do you want me to do for you?"
我知道你有求必应，所以这个。国王就会说：“哦，你上让我干什么了
？”See, when the mother of the sons of Zebedee, the three of them went to Jesus and they kneel down and they kneel down and worshipped the Lord Jesus. Say, Lord, please give us whatever we want. Jesus take it as a very serious question.
在马可福音十章三十五节，这里讲西比泰的两个儿子，他的母亲在耶稣基督面前跪下，问他让耶稣求耶稣基督。耶稣基督当时问他也是这样一个问题。
They are acknowledging that Jesus is the Messiah and the King of Israel. They asking Jesus a favor, just like a subject asking a king.
他们当时问耶稣基督，求耶稣基督，就像一个穷人来求国王一样。
And Jesus said, "Well, what do you want me to do for you?" And these people say, "Well, we want to sit on your left and your right, okay?" judging Israel.
当时耶稣也是问他说：“你让我做什么？”这些人说：“哦，我想坐在你的左边。
”Jesus said, "Well, you don't know what you're asking."
耶稣说：“你不知道你所求的是什
么。”But Jesus did not scold them. Jesus did not rebuke them.
耶稣在这里面并没有谴责他们。
Jesus was very gentle, very gracious with them.
但是当时对他们非常非常的慷慨。
But about this blind man. Jesus asked the same question. What do you want me to do for you?
但对这个瞎子，耶稣当时也是这么问他，说你让我向你一下让我做
什么？ This blind man says two things that we should know.
这个瞎子说的两件事情我们应该知道。
This blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see."
这个当时这个瞎子说，拉波尼就是夫子啊，我想看见。
Now, if you read the old King James version,
如果你看到这个老的这个 King James version。有一个注脚
Rabbi, it says Rabboni.
注脚说的夫子说的是 Rabboni.
It says my master.
就说我的主人。
Notice this is the only time that Jesus was ever addressed to by someone who says that my Rabboni.
这是唯一的一次在圣经里面提到。
The only other person that addressed Jesus like that is Mary Magdalene.
只有在摩大拉的玛利亚那个时候，他有。
Who saw the resurrected Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane？
因为他当时看到耶稣基督的复活。
And she said, "My Rabbi, Rabboni."
这个时候，那么摩大拿的玛利亚才说的说：“哦，我的神，我的主。”
There's only two situations in the entire New Testament that someone would dare to call Jesus like that.
在新约圣经里面，只有两次提到，在有两个人才这么敢。
Most people would say Jesus, Rabbi.
有的人只是很多人只是说耶稣是夫子。
But the original Greek here says that my Rabboni, my Rabbi.
但是在这个原文里头，就是当时的这个希腊。
See,
你来说的时候，我的主人，这是非常重要。
The background on that, John 20:16.
在约翰福音20:16.
Jesus said to Mary, "Say to her, Mary." She turned towards him and cried in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher.
当时
20:16.
约翰福音20:16。约翰福音20:16，耶稣说：“玛利亚，玛利亚。”就转过来用希伯来话对他说：“拉波尼，拉波尼。”就意思就是夫子的意思。
This is the only other time in the New Testament.
这是在新约圣经里面提到另外一处提到。
Dares to call Jesus my rabbi.
有人就唯一的另外一次就是有人敢称耶稣基督为我的
master,
我的主人。
See, this message is saying, Lord, if you don't give me what I have, I'm not going to let you go today.My master.
这意思就是说是主啊，你今天如果不答应我所求的，我今天不让你走。
And I want to see now. Well, what's so big deal about it? Okay.
这为什么这么重要呢
？Now in the original Greek.
在原始的这个
希腊文。It says that I want to regain my sight.
说的是我要恢复我的视。
That means this man was not blind. Was not born blind.
这样就意味着这个人可能
He became blind maybe because of an accident.
他并不是生来就瞎，而是后来才瞎的。
He can see at one time, but now he cannot see anymore. I want to regain my sight.
他曾经能看见，但是后来看不见，所以他想再看见。
Well, why is that so important? Well, very simple.
为什么这么重要？非常简单。
Refer yourself to Isaiah 35.
如果我们看看
verse 5,
以赛亚书35章第五节。
35 verse 5.
以赛亚书35章。
He'll tell you who can heal the blind.
在这里讲到是。
Only one person can heal the blind.
就是说谁能看瞎子的眼呢？只有一个。
What does it say? It's referring to the Messiah, to God Himself.
只有弥赛亚才能够使瞎子的眼睁开，耳子的。
The blind can see, the deaf can hear.
就是说只有弥赛亚才能做到这一点。
These are specific messianic miracles. Whoever they say Jesus can heal the blind has to say that Jesus is God, because only God can heal the blind.
因为只有神才能够使瞎子看见。
So what did Jesus say?
对，耶稣在这怎么说呢
？But because of that, okay, he acknowledged Jesus is God. He says he's the coming Messiah. He is asking him to do a miracle that only God can do.And also, he is saying that Jesus, you are my rabbi, you are my master.
他这里面就是说，这个人，因为他承认耶稣基督是我的，是他的主人，他承认耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
And he called him Rabboni even before Mary Magdalene did.
因为他叫耶稣基督是我的主人，实际上比摩大拿的玛利亚还早。
That person is a man of faith.
这个人有很大的信心。
No wonder he got cured.
为什么他被治好
？Go, said Jesus.
耶稣当着说：“你去吧。”
Your faith has healed you.
说你的信救了你。
Immediately he received his sight.
这个瞎子马上就看见，就马上就来跟随耶稣基督。
Now notice the other companion perhaps did not have that much faith. The other companion was only shouting, but the other companion did not have much faith. But he also got saved as well.
可能跟他在一起的有两个人，另外一个人没有他这么大的信心。这个人可能也是被眼睛被治好。
Bartimaeus must have been the more vocal, or maybe Bartimaeus is the more aggressive of the two. So that's reason Mark. That's why Mark recorded him.
这个巴蒂买可能是比较外向，他可能是
Because Matthew says that on Matthew 20, that Jesus had compassion on them. Matthew 20:34.And he touched their eyes and immediately received the sight and followed them.
马太福音20:24里面讲到，就是说这两个人都被耶稣基督治好。
Now Matthew says something more than Mark. Jesus touched their eyes.
当时马太提到就是耶稣基督来抚摸他们的眼睛。
This Matthew is the man of compassion.
这个马太非常有同情心。
Because he is a tax collector, he was a tax collector.
因为他是一个收税的人。
And tax collectors at that time are even worse than the people working for Revenue Canada today. They are a lot worse, believe me. They don't understand the logic.
当时这个收税的人是被人歧视的。
And Matthew must have been ruthless collecting taxes. Must have been a horrible man when he collects taxes.But yet, when he became a disciple, he was very humbled.
马太当时做这个税吏的时候，他肯定很坏。但是后来他信主以后呢，他非常非常这个。
So you would see that throughout the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew would say a lot of things about compassion that you would not see in other Gospels.
马太实际上就是说，马太福音充满了这个激情，但是在别的地方你是看不到。
So Matthew says that Jesus touched their eyes and they all healed.
所以为什么马太说耶稣基督抚摸了他们的眼睛，他们所有的人全部被看掉。
Now what does Dr. Luke say about that?
看看路加医生怎么说。
Dr. Luke says that on Luke chapter 18,
在路加福音18章
Jesus said to them,
耶稣基督对他们说
chapter 18 verse 42, receive your sight, your faith has healed you.
耶稣基督说你的信救了你，你可以看见了。
Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God.
所以很快这个瞎子立即就看见了，而且是跟随耶稣基督一路归荣耀与神。
Well, Dr. Luke say one more thing, praising God.
哎，路加里面再提到另外一件事，就是这个人就是当时就称颂神。
It's very different because Luke would describe him as a patient that has suddenly received a cure.
因为路加是个医生，所以他看到这个病人突然能够看见。
Praising his doctor.
所以他就。称赞这个医生。
So each three gospels has got their own peculiar points, which they mention.
所以这个三个这个福音书里面，在这里面提到的是。
Now, this is a very important miracle.
这是一个非常。
Because this is the last miracle that Jesus had did, the last healing miracle that Jesus did before he entered Jerusalem.
这是这耶稣基督进到耶路撒冷这所做的最后一个神迹。
And from hence he would be crucified, he would die, he would be buried, and then he would resurrect.
从此以后，耶稣基督就会被钉十字架，并且被埋葬，被最后复活。
And then after that, he would no longer show himself to the public.
所以从此以后，他不能够对这个大众显现。
He would only show himself to people that he wants to reveal.
所以他只是
over 15 times.
他只是十五次被。
But this would be the last healing miracle in the public ministry of the Lord Jesus.
这是他最后一次在公众面前施行神迹。
Now, what if these two men were not were to say, "Well, I can always catch him some other time"?
如果说这两个人说，哦，我再等等另外机会。
See, a lot of people are like that.
很多人都是这么想。
There's always other time for them to receive Jesus.
他们想到可能我有很多很多的机会。
There's always other time for them to catch up.
有很多很多的机会来因此也信耶稣。
But not you. But you don't know when is your last time. Put it that way. None of us know.
但是问题是我们不知道什么时候是我们最后的机会。
But the man that thinks he can accept Christ tomorrow may die tonight.
有些人他想着可能是我明天再接受耶稣基督，但是今天你可能就会死掉。
Now I want to turn to the triumphant entry into Jerusalem.
我们再看看耶稣基督是怎么光荣进圣城的。
And then it goes on by the Gospel of Mark as they approach Jerusalem.
当时耶稣说，当时马可说，当他们进到门头，耶稣和门头将接近耶路撒冷的时候
，Jesus came to Bethphage and then he went to Bethany.
耶稣基督到了
the Mount of Olives.
伯法尼和伯大尼。
Now where's Bethphage?
哪儿是伯法尼呢
？Bethphage is actually about 2 kilometers away from Jerusalem.
这个伯法尼实际上是离耶路撒冷有2公里。
And Bethany is about 18 kilometers away.
这个伯大尼大概是在18公里。
Notice Jesus does not like to live in Jerusalem. He always would retreat himself to stay overnight in Bethany.
耶稣基督当时总是在伯大尼这个地方过夜。
But at this time, Jesus is approaching the Mount of Olives.
但是到这里面他就是他耶稣基督要到橄榄山那里去。
Now he said to 2 of his disciples, go to the village ahead of you.
他这里面对他两个门徒说
just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there.
他说你到村里面找一个驴子他一定会看
见。A colt is a young donkey.
这个驴子就是
A donkey that no one else has ever ridden.
这个驴从来没有人骑过。
And tied to bring it here.
所以你把它
Someone asked, well, why are you doing this?
如果有人问你为什么这么做
Jesus needs it. The Lord needs it.
就是我们主耶稣要用它。
And he will send it back here shortly.
等我会马上还给你。
Now refer to the same situation to the description in Matthew.
我们看看马太怎么讲这件事情。
Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音二十一章。
Jesus was saying that.
耶稣说。
Go to the village ahead of you.
说你们到前面一个村里的。
Once you find a donkey tied there.
你看到一个被系到的一个驴子。
With a colt next to her. And tie them and bring them to me. Matthew 21, verse 2.
他这提到就是说 你们往村里看见一个驴子在那里还有一个驴驹同在一起。
So how many donkeys are the Lord bringing into service for him? Two donkeys. But which donkeys does he ride?
讲到马太提到
The baby donkey. Okay?
这马太提到这里面有 两个驴但 是就是说哪个驴是被耶稣基督骑过的实际上是那个小驴。
Now why would the little donkey follow?The Lord Jesus.
为什么这个小驴啊
Why would the little donkey let Jesus ride her?
为什么这个年轻的这个驴能够 让主来骑了
well, Because Mama Donkey is there.
因为他的这个
Because Mommy is there.
他的妈妈在那儿
Because Mommy is there. See, nobody put too much attention to the Mommy Donkey.
很多人在这里没有提到那个小驴的妈
Everyone is looking at the young donkey that was ride by the Lord Jesus.
很多人就只是看到这个耶稣基督在骑的那种小驴。
But Mama's right next to her.
实际上，这个驴的这个母亲正在一起。两个驴在那儿。
So my question to you today is that would you like to bring your children to church?
所以我今天想challenge你，我今天想问你，你愿意带你的孩子来到教会吗
？Many children come to church because their parents are here.
很多孩子来到教会是因为他的父母来到教会。
Last Sunday I was outside.
上个星期
There's a little boy, three-year-old boy crying. Ah, I want to see my daddy.
当时有三岁的孩子就是说，我想看，想找我的爸爸。
I want my daddy to protect me.
让我爸爸来保护我。
Okay, and so you have to know that children came to Lord Jesus because the parents took Jesus.
这个
took Jesus to to their lives.
这很多孩子来认识耶稣基督是因为他们的父母来让他们来带他们来教会来认识耶稣基督。
And in Mark of, in the Gospel of Mark, it was the man that actually bring, the children to Jesus. And then the disciples were saying Jesus was tired. Jesus no time for them. And Jesus rebuked them. The original Greek was a male. They bring the children to Jesus. The original Greek is a male, not the women, but the men.
但福音书里面也提到，就当时有一个男人，就是带他自己的孩子来到教会，不是他的母亲，而是父亲把这个孩子带到教会。
See, Jesus is the prime example.
耶稣基督是我们的。
Of someone that can, they can call someone to service to ministry right away. If Jesus calls a child to ministry, would you say no?
如果耶稣基督让孩子来。难道你会说不吗
？Now mind you, the service may be very short.
可能你的这个
maybe a short-term ministry, maybe a short-term mission.
可能是一个短期的这个
宣教。Because the Lord needs it, and He will send it back shortly. Okay.
因为神用它，而且会把它。
See, there are people that may be used by the Lord in a small, span of time in their lives, but there are people that like to they follow the Lord forever and forever.
有些人跟随耶稣基督就是说很短的时间来侍奉神，有些人就一辈子侍奉神。
We don't know how long would the Lord use us.
我们不知道神会用我们多长时间。
I would not like to be sent back shortly if I follow the Lord, right? But if I'm a donkey, maybe I don't care.
对，如果说是我的话，我就不愿意让神就是说马上牵我回去。但是作为一个驴子来说，可能是无所谓。
So you think what does it prove that Jesus is God?
在这里面，那什么是东西能证明耶稣基督是神呢
？No, Jesus knew exactly where these two donkeys are.
因为耶稣基督知道这两个驴在哪里。
Jesus knew exactly that these some people would be asking, the disciples what they're doing.
而且耶稣基督这个预先告诉他们说，这个驴的主人会跟怎么说话。
Jesus would know that no one would charge them for a renting fee.
对，耶稣说没有人来问你要钱。
Jesus would know no one would ask them for a rental deposit.
而且也没有人要人家让你来存款。为什么耶稣基督知道这些事情？
Because he's God.
因为他是神。
Proves that he is God.
这就证明他是神。
Now notice a young donkey that has never been ridden by anyone. How does he know?
这个他知道这个小的这个驴子从来没有人骑过，为什么？耶稣知道知道这，因为只有神才知道。
Now a young donkey that's never been ridden by anyone, would you think the young donkey would feel comfortable with some riding him? Or would the young donkey rebel? Somehow cast Jesus away.
如果一个从来没有被人骑的一个驴子，他可能是比较不想让人骑，会把你。
No, I don't think so. Jesus also knew.
但是耶稣。
That's why Jesus put the mother by the side.
耶稣基督知道这种情况，所以他让、
I'm sure the young donkey would feel afraid that someone never ride him.
因为这个小驴从来没人骑过，所以他会害怕，所以耶稣基督。
So just when he felt afraid, he turned his face and looked at mommy. Mommy looks very happy, so things are all right.
所以这为什么耶稣把这个把他的母亲放到旁边？当他害怕的时候，他看见他的母亲，他就会。
Now these people they throw their coats on the ground to welcome the Lord Jesus.
有些人把自己的在耶稣基督进到这个耶路撒冷的，有些人把这衣服放在地上来欢迎他。
And Jesus sat on a donkey.
耶稣基督当时在这个驴上骑着驴。
And they also spread branches, where they cut in the fields.
有些人就是把田间里面的树枝也砍下来铺在地上。
And people would went ahead of them and shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna!"
有些人。
Blessed is the he who comes in the name of the Lord.
有些人就是跟前行后随的这些人呢，就在喊掉这个。
Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David.
但是说何塞拉奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Now notice back before that, when people wants to tell about Jesus, many times Jesus tell them not to.
在这之前，耶稣基督有些人愿意就是说耶稣基督的名，但耶稣基督让他们不要这么做。
Because Jesus do not want to attract unwanted attention.
耶稣基督当时是在那个时候不想让人们。
The Jews are always looking for a national leader to help them to kick out the Romans.
因为当时就是犹太人在寻找这个他们的推翻罗马帝国的这个王。
But now Jesus is actually welcoming this kind of a kingly treatment.
这个时候耶稣基督对他们所做所行他。
He's no longer hiding himself anymore.
他不想再把自己隐蔽起来。
You know why is he doing it?
为什么他会这样呢？
He wants to confront the Pharisees.
因为他这个。
They will be asking him that question.
因为他想这个时候要直面来对这些个法利赛人。
So several things.
我们来看一看。
Several things we have to know.
看看有几件事情。
Israel has been rejecting him as a nation because the Pharisees and the scribes were behind them, casting doubt amongst the people.But Jesus would now ride on a donkey.
Yeah, 现在这个
show himself as king.
耶稣基督在骑着驴，但是来说他自己是国王，是王。
By so doing, Jesus is declaring himself to be the king and the Messiah of Israel.
他这么做呢，是想证明他是以色列人的弥赛亚和他们的王。
What's the response?The response is people were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna.
这个他搞的反应呢，当时的反应就是人们当时就是在喊叫说
What does Hosanna mean?
Hosanna 是什么意思呢？
Means save us now. We need to be saved now.
意思就是说请你现在就救我们。
That is another messianic chant. Save us now. We want your salvation now.
这是实际上是另外一个错误的理解，就是说我要。
And blessed is he who came in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna.
就是说我们要被拯救，我们现在就需要你的拯救。
This is just a reflection of Psalm 118.
在诗篇118篇。
Psalm 118:22.
二十八节。
It says, "The stone that the builders reject has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and is marvelous in our eyes."
这提到诗篇118篇二十八节。说你是我的神，我要称颂你；你是我的神，我要尊敬尊崇你。
He says, "Oh God, save us." That's the meaning of Hosanna.
这个就是说，这是我们的这个救世主。
Oh God, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you.
就是说，我们要称颂耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
And also, you would refer yourself to Zechariah.
Zechariah
chapter 9.
Sajaliya Shu?
Yes. Chapter 9, verse 9.
Sajaliya Shu, the 9 章 20.
Chapter 9, verse 9.
9 章 9 节, Sajaliya Shu.
It's the second last book in the Old Testament.
对，倒数第二本书。
Yeah, in the Minor Prophets.
9章 9 节。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
这里提到西安的民呐，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民呐，应当欢喜。看了你们王来到这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的橘子。
Now, two things are omitted here.
在这里面有两件事情。
The first thing is rejoice greatly.
就是说，民呐，你应该，就是说，你们要大大的欢喜。
O daughter of Israel.
就是以色列要大大的欢喜。
Why is that being omitted by Mark and Matthew? When Mark and Matthew is quoting Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, how come rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, was not mentioned?
在这里头，为什么但是马可当时没有提到？撒迦利亚书里面九章的第九节的前半部分。
Very simple. Jesus wept for Jerusalem when he entered that city.
因为很简单，耶稣基督当时。
Christ wept in Jerusalem twice.
因为他进到这个耶路撒冷两次。
First he wept for the city of Jerusalem, knowing what would happen to Jerusalem in AD 70.
当时他会。
The temple would be burnt.
当时他对第一次哭，为耶稣为耶路撒冷来悲哀的时候，就说预言到耶路撒冷会被毁。
And the book of Hebrews would also say that Jesus wept in anguish when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当时他在希伯来书里面也提到，当时他在科西玛依然祷告的。
Rejoicing and sighing will come eventually when Jesus comes back in glory in the end times, in the messianic times. But not now.
他们就是说，当时耶稣基督在 Messianic time 时间的时候回来的时候，他们当时就会有很大的。
When Jesus come back in the end times, when a thousand years came back, when a thousand years rule came back, then there will be great rejoicing. But Jesus wept for Jerusalem now.
但这个时候，耶稣基督为耶路撒冷来。
And Zechariah also says that your king comes to you righteous and having salvation.
在撒迦利亚书里面也讲到说，你的王来到这里，他的公义，并且他是公义的。
That is not mentioned in detail also in Matthew and Mark.
在这一点，在马太和马可里头也没有讲提到。
Why is that so?
为什么呢
？Very simple, because the Jews had rejected the salvation of Jesus as a nation.
因为以色列整个国家当时就不承认耶稣基督是弥赛亚，
是他的拯救。This is something so typical about people who come to church.
这对跟现在这些来的教会很多人也是一样。这样
Pastor John wants us to sing the song from A.B. Simpson all the time, himself.
你知道
？Once I want to be half saved, now I want a full salvation.
我们知道有
right,
有
himself or not for Jesus, Jesus only, right? In Jesus only, right?
对，我们知道有一首歌。
How many of you remember the song? I think you can almost remember it in your dreams now. You know, we sing it all the time.
对，我们有
Pastor John's favorite.
对，有一个是
himself, okay, all in all in Jesus, and one of that is that once I decide only half salvation, but now I want full salvation.
这有一个林牧师最喜欢的一首歌就是说有一个说就是说我们以前只是要一半的这个救恩，现在我们要整个的救恩。
See, a lot of people came to Jesus and they only want half salvation.
很多人来到教会只是想要一半的救恩。
That's exactly what's happened to the crowd that welcomed Jesus.
这是当时这个喊这个何塞勒这些人，他们也是这么想。
They did not know that Jesus come here to weep and die.
他们不知道耶稣基督来到这里面 是会被鞭打并且被
射杀。And they did not know that they would have to decide the righteousness of Jesus. They need the righteousness of Jesus before they can be saved. They don't know that.
因为他们要知道耶稣基督是公义的，他们才能会被拯救。
Because they just only want a king to kick out the Romans.
因为但是他们认为耶稣基督是唯一的一个来可以把罗马人赶走的人。
Now, strange enough, what would the Romans feel about this?
当时罗马人是怎么认为的呢
？Roman soldiers are now everywhere in Jerusalem.
当时罗马这个士兵到处都是。
Pontius Pilate is watching over the city gates.
这个他的那些人就在这个在城市这个门口守着。
The Roman troops are watching this with great interest.
当时罗马的部队肯定也是在仔细观察这件事情。
How come they don't interfere?
但是他们为什么没有干涉这件事情呢
？Would you feel intimidated if you're the Romans?
如果你是罗马人，你会是很害怕，因为看到以色列人马上就有一个王。
They say, "Well, what about my Caesar, right?"
他说：“我们的凯撒会怎么样呢
？”Then my Caesar becomes a salad, right? So the Romans would be jealous, right?
罗马人头会很妒忌。
But how come the Romans did not lock up Jesus right away?
当时罗马人为什么没有？当时
the Romans did not interfere to disperse the crowd.
当时他们罗马人为什么没有来干涉，没有来让这些个。这些个群众来干涉这些群众呢
？Have you not wondered about that？
你从来没有想到这个问题吗
？Are they all blind or what？
他们没有视而不见吗
？No，
不是的。
A Roman would say that this is not like a triumphant entry。
因为对罗马人来说，这不像一个这个很光彩的进
行。Because a Roman genuine triumphant would not enter a city in a donkey。
因为罗马人的这些个，他们的这个圣旨，他不会骑着驴子进城。
The Roman general, when he's triumphant, he will enter the city in a chariot driven by four beautiful horses.
因为当时
you watch the movie Ben-Hur, four beautiful horses on a chariot.
因为当时罗马的这些个将军进城的时候，都是来有四马驾着的。
He will come with an entire army.
而且他会有军队跟随。
And prisoners will be paraded right behind him.
当时有很多这个。
Prisoners of war would be paraded. Would be held in chains. They would be held right against him. They would, they would be paraded behind him, together with all the troops.
当时就是俘虏就会被吊在这个道路两旁。
And he would have a choir singing praises in front of him.
当时就会有这个欢迎的乐队。
By harps and timbrels, okay, dancing. He would have dancing choir.
当时也会有很多人来欢歌起舞。
And the priest would also go in front of him too, burning incense and giving up smoke.
当然这些就是说祭司也会在他之前就是来烧香来。
And then all soldiers would be marching into the city.
当时他的军队也会就是说齐步走。
And how can a Roman soldier do that? How can he enter a city like that? There's only one condition. He has to kill at least 5,000 enemy soldiers.To be given that honor, at least 5,000 enemy has to be killed by the Roman soldier. Otherwise, no entry. Has to kill 5,000.
Who?
The Roman soldier, the Roman general.
Okay.
The Roman general has to kill that.
Okay.
A Roman general.
Okay. 罗马的这个元帅。
The Roman general has to kill 5,000 enemy troops.
OK， 他们有五千的这个五千。OK，Yeah，OK，Sure。
Yes， Roman soldier has to kill 5,000 to be given the privilege to enter a city.
OK， 就是说一个罗马的将军如果要这么着进城的话，他们必须得杀死最少要杀死五千的这些个敌人。
So according to Roman, Jesus is like nothing, coming in a donkey.
就是这么跟罗马的这将军相比的，这个耶稣骑驴进城，这好像什么也不是。
They will not be threatened.
他们不会害怕这个。
However,
但是
just a few weeks from the time.
但从两周之后。
In Acts chapter 4, verse 4.
在
5,000 people came to Christ when the early church started. The early church conquered 5,000 people at one time. Acts of the Apostles, turn to Acts.Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 4.
在使徒行传四章四节里面，当然知道，在半个月之后，就有当时就有五千人来。
Many heard the message, believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000.
当时就有四千人，这个信主。
So Jesus had indeed conquered 5,000 people through his disciples in just one short time.
所以当时你看到耶稣基督，就当时就是说得到了五千人。
The Romans did not know that.
但是当时罗马人不知道。
The Romans do not think would not consider Jesus as a threat.
他们不认为耶稣基督是一个威胁。
My question to you today is Jesus a threat to you, or would you like to follow Jesus?
耶稣基督对你来说是一个威胁了，还是你愿意来跟随耶稣基督？
There are many people that follow Jesus.
很多人跟随耶稣。
Many people had welcomed him.
耶稣很多人来欢迎耶稣基督进入他们内心。
Have you truly welcomed him into your life?
你从来没有真正的邀请耶稣基督进入你的内心吗？
And why would there be so many people welcoming Jesus?
为什么当时有这么多的人来欢迎耶稣？为什么呢？
He was not very popular, right? Sometimes.
因为有的时候他并不是很有名。
Especially in Jerusalem.
但是在耶路撒冷，他并不是很有名。
Jesus would have a very good following in Galilee, but in Jerusalem, he's not very popular.
他在加利利的时候有很多这个，人，但是在耶路撒冷并没有很多人知道他。
How come so many people in Jerusalem follow him?
为什么当时有这么多人来欢迎他呢
？Answer that question. You have to come to me on Sunday, to the other church.
为了回答这个问题呢，你的。星期天的时候再跟我一起到另外一个教会。
Because I was preaching on the Gospel of Luke at that time.
当时我在那儿来讲这个路加福音。
One thing I tell you.
但是我想告诉你。
Luke chapter 9.
在路加福音的第九章。
Verse 51.
九章五十一节。
All the way to Luke 19.
到十九节。
Verse
27. 十九章二十七节。
No other Gospels will report the same thing.It's something peculiar and special from Dr. Luke.
别的福音书里没有这么记载。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章二十七节。
I'm sorry. Luke chapter 9.
第九章。
Luke chapter 9, verse 51 onwards.
第九章五十一节。
All the way to Luke chapter 19, verse 27. No other gospels has ever reported these situations.
在别的福音书里面，没有记载路加福音九章到十九章这些个事情。
Write down, write down on your notes in Luke. These are special Dr. Luke prescriptions.
这个是路加福音特别记载的一些东西。
And out of that is a mention that Jesus sent out 72 disciples.
在这里
No other gospel mentions that. Only Luke says that Jesus, besides sending out the 12, he also sends out 72.
在路加福音里面提到，不只是耶稣基督派十二个门徒出去传福音，而且派出七十二个。
And he sent out these 72 people in a different way.Compared to the sending out to the 12 disciples.
而且他用不同的派他们去不同的地方去传福音。
These were sent out as ambassadors ahead of Jesus. Before Jesus entered any village, these people would be sent ahead of him, proclaiming Jesus as ambassadors.
就这些人是当时被派出去来传耶稣基督是弥赛亚的人。
They were given almost the same mandate, but the 12 apostles were just sent to minister. But these people were sent as ambassadors.
这七十二个人派出去
to tell people he's coming to prepare the way for him
是来宣称耶稣基督的名。
So I would have to say that as these people were going through the villages in Samaria,
但是这些人经过这个撒玛利亚村庄的时候
and also the villages in Judea and around Jerusalem,
在
many people will hear about Jesus.
这些村庄在这耶路撒冷附近的村庄，因为这七十二个人的原因，很多人听到耶稣基督的名。
And these people will be going to Jerusalem welcoming him.
所以这些为什么有很多人知道在耶路撒冷知道耶稣基督的名字
？Because this is the time of the Passover where all Jews have to go to Jerusalem.
因为这个时候是当时的这个逾越节，很多的犹太人必须进到耶路撒冷。
Three times a year, all Jews has to go to Jerusalem.
一年有三
次。The temple was there.
一年有三次，因为他们犹太人必须到耶路撒冷去崇拜。
The feast of the Passover, the feast of Pentecost, and also the feast of the Tabernacle.
Okay, 这三个重要的节气，他们犹太人必须得去。
The Passover is the most important of all the feasts.
逾越节是最重要的一个节气。
So everyone is going to Jerusalem. And these 72 people were actually going ahead of the Lord, preparing the way for him.
所以很多人去到这个耶路撒冷，所以72个人去也是到那儿去为神来做铺垫。
Let's close with a word of prayer. You have to make your own decision today whether you want to accept Christ as the Messiah.
我今天来希望你能够下决心。
Or once you follow the Lord Jesus, whether you want to follow him forever.
就是说你要想认识想请耶稣基督进入你内心吗？如果你一旦接受了耶稣基督，你愿意跟随他一辈子吗？
Grant, why don't you say a word?
Okay. Okay. 我们来祷告。主，我们感谢你，主，感谢你，真是你道成肉身来到世间，为了我们的救恩，你把自己作为神，也作为一个完全的人，死在十字架上，因为你的死。我们的罪得赦免，我们和神之间的关系得到了调和。主要也因为你三天之后的复活，让我们每个人有了永生的盼望。主，我们感谢你，主，感谢你来到世间拯救我们罪人，以至于我们有机会，主要也被你所拯救。主，我们愿意你永远活在我们的心里，我们愿意我和我们全家，我们每个人都能得救。主啊，因为你不只是近处的主，你也是远处的主。
Yes.
主啊，祈求你真是能够保守、可怜我们。主啊，也感谢你今天能够把李思佳姊妹能带到我们中间。主啊，也祈求你真是你做他的主，做他的神，因为他以后更需要你。他的两个孩子也需要你。主啊，求主保守，奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。